A Democratic political newcomer is challenging a two-term Republican senator in the newest district in New York, the 46th. The 46th district includes all of Montgomery and Greene counties and portions of Schenectady, Albany, and Ulster counties. Republican Senator George Amador has held the seat since 2015. Amador is facing a challenge from Democrat Pat Strong. Strong, a 63-year-old Kingston businesswoman, calls herself a serial volunteer.
I've been volunteering for many years in my community. I decided to run because, like many people, I'm getting very concerned about what's going on in Washington and what's going on in Albany. And in particular, I watched with dismay this last year as so many good bills went to die in the New York State Senate. And in particular, the gentleman who's now my opponent voted to let domestic abusers keep their firearms.
Strong is referring to Senate Bill 8121, which was passed by both chambers and signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The legislation requires those convicted of domestic violence charges to surrender all firearms. It also prevents anyone wanted for a felony or serious crime from obtaining guns. Amador said the bill has a great, heartfelt title.
But yet it's one of those bills that the devil's in the details. And when you read that bill, anybody who voted for that bill, really I question their belief in the Constitution.
Amador, a home builder who previously served in the state assembly, says he's running again to build on what he's accomplished for the 46th district. But he says New Yorkers face a huge problem: high taxes.
We need property tax relief. It's fiscally unaffordable. It puts a drain on homeowners, on seniors, all the way down to a first-time home buyer. We see a drain, an out-migration of population of upstate New York because of the unaffordability.
Strong said she is in favor of creating opportunities for young people through renewable energy. Other major campaign issues for the 49-year-old Amador are education funding and tackling the opioid addiction crisis. Among Amador's committee assignments, he is chair of the Senate's Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Committee and co-chair of the Heroin Task Force. Strong attacked Amador as being part of the Radical Republican Conference.
They have been unwilling to look at common sense legislation, everything from environmental protections to a woman's right to choose, to access to health care. They're just not doing their jobs.
Amador, as have other Republicans who are seeking to keep the GOP's tenuous hold over the state Senate, pointed to 2009 and 2010, when Democrats controlled both houses of the legislature in years that coincided with the Great Recession.
What they do? They raised spending by $14 billion. They raised taxes by $14 billion. That means more people needed to dig down deeper in their private pocketbooks and pockets to pay more for the one-party rule spending.
Strong owns a small marketing company. If she wins but Republicans retain their majority, she said compromise permeates everything she does in business. Amador says he has the pulse of the 46th District and will continue to deliver results. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.